There's my, in 50 years I know, there's no, it's like the guys on the hot dogs on a corner or so, you know. One guy's got a good corner, the other guy ain't got a good one, you know. It would be too difficult to organize the guy. Because the cab drivers, what, they give the city back the cabs, let them run it. The city would go broke in no time. You gotta make it on your own. You gotta go to the right mechanics, you gotta know who's screwing you, you know, you gotta know the right hours to go to work, and you know, you're really by yourself. You're a little small business, but it's a lot involved with it. That I know I could have, I lost a lot of money a lot of different ways, didn't know nothing about it. Now I would be a little better, but still not that good, because you got to go to the mechanics anyhow, you know. Here's what happens. When I first bought the cab, I bought a 1983 Dodge. That time was $10,000. I worked about 7-8 months, right? And I went to the taxi limousine to get inspected. And right before that, I threw about $2,000 or $3,000 in repairs in the cab because I wanted it to go. I wanted the air condition to work and everything like that, you know, good. And the air condition can't work in this here kind of heat out there. The car, I got it all set. So I go for inspection. I go in there. This guy goes underneath. There's two inspectors there. The guy goes underneath. This will be a cab no more. You're going to take it off the road. Holy shit. Now, I just bought it. I was in the business about a year. I paid $10,000 for the car. I didn't know where to get any money. They took the cab right off the road. And the other inspector with him said to him, hey, you know what I could hear? He said, you can't take the cab away from the guy, you know. Because there was like a little crack in the chassis. It's all bullshit. This guy was just pissed off, and he did that. And I didn't know how to fight back at the time, so I had to buy a new cab. I went to Oscar Katz. Thank God this guy gave me a $10,000 loan to buy another cab. You could buy second-hand cabs then. So you got a lot of stuff that probably today, if like I'm sometimes I think of letting Brian and my son don't want to take over the cab. Let them take over. I could, with all the experience, I could help them out a little bit. But there's a lot of hard work involved with it. So.